Republic of Mike Graham. Weekday mornings from 10 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, James Whale on Talk Radio.
News now of a fantastic new competition on Talk Radio called Golden Years, where you could win £1,000. Yes, we've got a grand in hard cash to be won, and to be in a chance to win it, all you need to do is identify which year the following stories and events made the news.
Greetings to all of you, wherever you are in the world, at whatever time of day, and an enormous welcome to the City of London.
If you think you know the answer, just text the word win and the year concerned to 85544. That's 85544. Calls cost £1.50 plus your text costs £1.50 plus your standard network rate. Entries must be received by 3 p.m. on Friday, April the 17th, and the winner, drawn from all the correct entries, will be announced in the Drive Time show that day. Terms and conditions apply. See the Talk Radio competitions page for more details.
Across the UK, James Whale on Talk Radio.
I love you, and always will. Heart be still,
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 heart be still.
Be Still. Peter Straker and his new album, which is out, called This One Is On Me. Yeah. Strakes, of course, concert, cabaret star, star of stage and screen, long-term confidant of Freddie Mercury, has reissued three hybrid rock cabaret network masterworks. I can't read what I'm looking at. Originally released back in 1977 and 1980, now in a one-box set. So you haven't redone any of these, Pete, have you?
No, I haven't redone them. All we've done with the Heart Be Still one is we've just changed the bass and the drum sound and made it a bit more. Mike Allison, you know, is my long-term collaborator.
Yeah.
And we've just pumped up a few things, but purposely I didn't want to do vocal or anything. We've just done it, and we just sort of made it a little bit more sort of now. Is what I'm going
to
say.
And has this got to Freddie on backing vocals? Because I know some of them.
On this particular one, you can probably hear him something.
Yeah.
And that's me and the band as well. So we're all double-tracked and treble-tracked and things. And I think Freddie and I did the high bits and Mike and Alan and Peter. Yes.
It was fantastic.
The whole band. Thank you. Mm. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think back. I was trying to think back when I first met you, and I thought for a minute it was I took Mrs. W to a concert because she used to love your voice and she'd never met you, and I didn't even tell her that's where we were going, but I don't think it was. I think it was long before that in Newcastle upon Tyne, wasn't it?
I think it was in Newcastle upon Tyne, because when we did our first tour, we came through Newcastle, and in fact that's when we probably met, probably because Mike and I came on to do your show in Newcastle. And
yeah, that's right.
We went in to sing for, and we were there for 3 hours. Anyway, it was a glorious time, as I remember. Oh, yesterday when I was.
It was. Yeah. Well, we're all getting on a bit, Pete. Don't worry. I mean, yes. I just pretend I'm not.
Well, I'm not getting...
So anyway, let's go through. You haven't released a song for ages, have you?
No, I haven't. So this is the first one. I wanted to do this because this is one of my favourite songs on that. This one's on the album, which Freddie produced with Roy Thomas Baker. And it was just one of my favourite songs, and I've always wanted to do it. And I thought, I can do it, so let's do it.
And what was released and in the 70s or not?
Hang on, just hold on. How many songs of Freddie's did you actually sing backing on?
Very difficult to say. The one I did, and it was A Great Pretender, really. That's the main one.
Yeah.
I did some stuff on the Barcelona album with lots of other people.
Yeah. And weren't you in that video when he was dressed up as a... can't remember what he was dressed up as now.
That's The Great Pretender video, yes.
Oh, right, yeah. And you were... Which one? There were three of you, weren't there?
Yes, the Roger Taylor was the blonde one. I was the dark one.
He was quite nice, actually, as a woman.
Yeah, well, we were all nice women when we were young.
So what happened to this record in the 70s? Did you release it or not, or what happened with it?
This album came out in the 70s. The first album the second album. I did one much earlier with Howard and Blakely, and this was the second one we did in that time when I'd met up with Freddie and we'd met socially, and I asked him if he'd produce an album for me.
Fantastic.
And he said, well, yes. His remark was, as which I've always said, is I said, well, Queen, we're not the most fashionable band at the moment because of all the punk thing was coming in. And I said, I don't care if you do it. I just love the work he and Queen and Roy Thomas Baker, they'd all done. And I was quite excited because I just said, and I was lucky enough to do this album deal, which was set up actually and put together by John Reed. And we did three albums, and it was great with EMI Records, two with EMI Records and one on Rocket Record, the third one, in the box set.
And did you record them Abbey Road? Is that where you went?
No, actually. I think we did some Psalm Studios, we did Wessex Studios, Metropolitan, and then we went to Mountain Studios in Switzerland, which we did this, which is the last one, which was Real Natural Man. And then we mixed that in at Musicland with Mac Reinhold. So, we travelled all over the place doing them. And it was great.
Have you got that single I like on this or not?
Which one do you like? Late Night Taxi Dancer?
Yeah.
No, I can't remember which one. You like too many of my songs, so I don't know which one you like. I think it was Late Night Taxi Dancer, which Mike Allison wrote. But that's on the third album. Within the set, that's on the third album of the This One's on Me trilogy. So that's on it, yes, definitely. And Ragtime Piano Joe, which was the other one which we did on this first album, not to confuse people. This One's on Me album, the one that Freddie and Roy Thomas Baker produced. That was Ragtime Piano Joe is on this one as well, which became a big hit in Europe, I'm thrilled to say.
And how does your voice compare? Like, is it better in some ways, but you can't hit some notes in other ways? I mean, how's it?
Oh, no, I can still hit the notes.
You can still hit the notes.
We've just done a different version of Heartbeat Still, which Mike is just finishing off. And we were discussing it yesterday through technology, which I'm still not good with, but he sends stuff down the phone to me, and I just see, and he said, do we want to do it in that key? And I said, yes, I can still do it. So I've been lucky, Ash. Yeah. My voice stays where it is, and I suppose one day it will crash, but it's still there. Thank goodness.
Because you looked after
Hang on, I want to hear a bit of Taxi Dancer, if Sam can find that, play a little bit of that.
I think, you've got that somewhere on your lot. You've got it on your...
Listen, I need to ask you a bit about this, and you're not to go off and get me in trouble like you did before. You were in the original cast of Hair, weren't you?
I was in the original cast of Hair, yes. The original London cast.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask you... I'm not going to ask you what song you sang, because that got me into trouble last time when I said, what song do you sing? Can you remember it, and can you sing it?
I can remember. It goes, I am a college
graduate. All right, okay, no, that's fine. But it was a very risque play musical at the time, wasn't it? I mean, it was one of the things that, what was it, late 60s, I think?
Well, 68 we opened after the Lord Chamberlain's office.
Yeah.
Thing was, you know, the you know, all sorts of the Lord Chamberlain's office was abolished. What the thing about hair was, it broke all the rules for the obvious you know, proscenium art stage production of musicals. And it was a rock musical. It had a band on stage, a rock band on stage. We used microphones on stage with hand, you know, with cords. I mean, no handhelds, no hands, you know, no radio mics.
So to watch where the cord went.
Yeah, so we had, it was a big choreographic, because we had to do that and all of that, and we had to make sure when things were trucking on and off that we didn't get things sliced up. So, and those days you didn't have health and safety, you just used your bloody sense, you know. So, excuse me.
That's why so many people got injured.
Yes, so it was good, and it touched on a whole heap of subjects, which... people were still vying around, even in the late 60s. It touched on sex, obviously. It touched on the war, people not wanting to protest or going to war in America, the Vietnam War. And it talked about color and spelling out, talking about homosexuality and a heap of things that are too numerous to mention in a short period of time. But it was great. It was groundbreaking. And it's one of my favourite things I've ever done ever in my life. And I was lucky. I'm thrilled I did it, I have to say.
What did you wear, by the way, during this?
What, in hair?
Yeah.
In hair. What did I wear? I wore a little loincloth over my my little trunks, which were, I had the American flag, I wore the American like little pants underneath this loincloth, and that was it. And yes.
Did you like wearing a loincloth?
I would not do that now. Not with this porn.
Not even at home.
No, home is totally different, because I can do anything I like.
He doesn't wear anything at home.
I know, I've been.
No, I know. Yeah. Well, that's different. But that's my own home, and that's all right.
Yeah. Okay. Did you? Sorry, I'm only rushing on, Peter, because we'll run out of time. But did you go to see the movie about Freddie?
Yes, the movie about Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Yes, I saw it.
And you liked it?
You enjoyed it?
Yes, I did enjoy it, actually. It was a very... Listen, I say about that, it's a biopic. Mm. And I very, very strongly... I enjoyed it. I loved hearing the music and seeing... It's a little vignette into a small time of one of the most successful bands.
Did it take you back, though? Was it realistic?
Some of the things I remembered, some of the things I didn't remember, but then don't forget, I mean, you know, I wasn't there all the time.
Now, you might have been there and just not remembered it from all the debauchery that went on back then.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
You wouldn't know anything about that.
You obviously know. No, the thing about Bohemian Rhapsody, it wasn't a documentary.
No.
It was a piece of entertainment, celebrating music.
And you're friends with the producers of it, so, you know.
Yes. Well, yes. And so what? No, I did enjoy it. I went to the first night. I came back. I was in Spain. And I came back that night to see it specifically. Yes, I was delighted to see it. So I enjoyed it.
Were you in it? Was it part of you?
Just a minute. Where can we see you in the future? Well, not obviously at the moment, but I mean, your Edinburgh shows have been cancelled.
Everything's been cancelled. I was hoping to do Glastonbury. That's been cancelled. Oh. Everything's been cancelled right through to the end of. Well, till September. So God knows.
Well, I want people to go and get this album. I mean, online, obviously, or download
it. Well, they can. No, I think
brilliant. And just before
the box set, they can get. they can actually get through Cherry Red Records. They just go to my website, they can get a link into Cherry Records.
What's your website?
www.peterstraker.com.
Okay.
Yes.
Listen, Strakes, thank you very much indeed.
It's a pleasure.
I'd like to talk to you. a lot longer, but I'm going to play out on Midnight Taxi Dancer, which has
Late
always been one
dancer.
Of my favourite songs. Late Night Taxi Driver. I mean, you know what I mean. And we'll talk very soon. All right, my friend.
I hope so. Yes, lots of love.
See
and listen, all take care of yourselves and keep safe.
You too.
That's all we have to do.
And you.
A lot.
I'll ring you tomorrow and we'll share a glass of wine over the phone.
We certainly will, lovely. Take care. Take care, Ash. Take
see
care.
You, see
bye,
you,
bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
No candy.